Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Everybody, hope you're having a great holiday. Kate Delaney with you on a big breaking news day as we kick off the last few days of 2020 to usher in 2021. The president signed a stimulus bill into law so that stops the shutdown. It's the $90 billion in stimulus funds that's pumped into the economy. I wish it was all pumped into the economy. In certain ways, it goes to some ridiculous foreign aid, for example. It goes to some ridiculous things that shouldn't be in the bill. But regardless of the 5,000-plus pages, the unemployment benefits, the eviction protection, small business, especially gig workers who are really struggling, stimulus checks would not have, none of that would have happened. A government shutdown would have happened. So now that all gets reversed. The president signed it at Mar-a-Lago and, of course, in Florida where he was, did it late on Sunday night. So that decision to back down and sign the measure releases that money and changes what would have been really drastic for so many people. And I think the effort to push for the 2,000 actually was a good one. I know a lot of people wouldn't agree. Larry Summers, who was part of the economic team at one point in Washington for a former president, if you remember, former undersecretary for international affairs, too, he wouldn't agree with that because he says what it does to the deficit is absolutely not right. So he criticized the idea of universal $2,000 checks as a COVID response. And he felt like he needed to also clarify because people just started blasting him. But he said in Bloomberg, he did an opinion piece and he said it's a big mistake because family incomes are not as down as much from COVID-19 and there's a risk of overheating the economy. And so he says if you look at it from that perspective, that's what would happen. Now, he did say there was no argument that the stimulus bill Congress passed should be implemented immediately, even though it is too late and too little. But the idea of what you're spending it on and what it would be worth to a family of four, et cetera, and how many taxpayers it would reach. Here's the bottom line. $2,000 versus $600 a person is a lot different. What you can do with $2,000, especially if you're snapped in half because you're a waiter who is supporting your family on that at a high-end restaurant or any restaurant, you're a cook, etc., you got furloughed in a blue-collar job, a white-collar job, it doesn't matter. People are jammed up more than you even realize because of this pandemic of reopening, closing, reopening, stopping, shutting down, whatever, restaurants, hotels, name it, name the business, and I can tell you where they are. I mean, the sector of the economy anyway. So 2,000 would have been great. You know, and even that would not have been enough, right? Would you want 5,000? Would you want 10,000? And would you be able to bring up the income and use that protection? Of course. So, I mean, here's the thing. If you didn't have at least the stimulus, though, if you didn't have at least that, there are so many people with the evictions, et cetera, that would have found themselves in an economic spiral that would be even worse, that this had to happen. So he did a smart thing, the president did, by signing it and going out on that note instead of, and he was forced to because Congress wouldn't back up the 2,000. Ironically, the people who would back it up couldn't have been the most liberal people on the Hill. I mean, they were, you know, like AOC. She was all for it. Like, hey, Prez, I'm with you. So the problem was there were a lot of Republicans that blocked that in the House. So it wasn't going to happen. The idea of the $2,000 per person wasn't going to happen. And, you know, we'll go deeper on this as we get deeper into the week. But at first blush, I'm just telling you that certainly there were critics of it who looked at other areas of the economy and the risk. And here's the thing. I am relieved that he's done the same thing and signed the bill, the president, because it has reduced some risk and its support for millions of people who desperately need help. He's right that 2,000, no matter what Larry Summer says or others, looking at deficits, etc., easy to say when you have a ton of money, but not so easy when you're in the opposite position. But it's done. It's happened. So, you know, 12 million people in two key pandemic unemployment programs who were facing their last payment this weekend now will get benefits for another 11 weeks. Plus, those collecting jobless payments will get a $300 weekly federal boost through mid-March. So you heard me say that. Add that up. $300 a week. Federal boost. That makes a difference if you look at that. So it's signed. Now we move forward with what happens, because it was not going to be brokered into this, the 2000. It was not happening, right? You know, he wanted to send out those checks and had requested that, there's no question. But Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, was not on board with that at all. So it wasn't happening in the Senate, it wasn't happening in the House, and there we go, moving forward. So bravo that that happens, because at least there will be some monies that go out for the people absolutely that need it, and the benefit is the government doesn't shut down. I know there's people listening to us in other places, and you know exactly what we're talking about, too. And, of course, that happens. There are other people that lose money. And it's, again, it would have been such a strain. It would have been an outrageous strain. So lucky it didn't, that didn't come to play. And, again, because this is a president with plenty of fans and who may run again in 2024, I think that was the smart play, the super smart play. All right, coming up, odds and ends and everything in between, including the mailbag. Plenty of you, even though it was a holiday and it still continues to be a holiday, wanted your 2 cents. You can always do that 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We're headed to the mailroom now.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
You who decided you were going to still send me your thoughts. Yep, 24/7, rain, sleet, snow, it doesn't matter. Just like the mail, we keep on going. So thank you. And thank you for constantly doing that on this show. It is just a never-ending source of interesting comments and concerns, etc. A lot of questions, but also some comments too. I got this one from Barry who says, hey, we made it through 2020. Kate, what do you think? When will we be able to go out? I feel like I'm caged up like an animal. Do you think this whole vaccine thing is going to work and that eventually by perhaps the spring we will be able to walk about like we used to and go to restaurants and go to my favorite bar, which is the Keg. I bet you have a favorite one. I love how you said that, Barry. Set me up. I bet you have a favorite one. Here's the thing. Do I have a crystal ball? I wish I had a crystal ball and I would poof say to the crystal ball, let's just do this whole thing right now. I think, you know what? I would be psyched if we could say, hey, bring on the weddings where they're not super spreading events and bring on the bigger crowds and the gatherings, because I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to do that with family, friends, etc., and just regular life where you're not concerned, oh, I left my mask, I'm running back in the car, can't go to the bar, the bars are closed, my friends who own bars are being screwed and they can't make it, and my favorite restaurants are closing down. So I hope by the end of April that we see that. I mean, that's if the vaccines get out and enough people get them, and then those who don't, okay, you figure still there's that immunity, if at least 70% or so, boom, boom, boom. But you're fine. You go hang out at the bar or watch the game at Champs or whatever it is that you do. Go to your cousin's house, have the big party in the backyard. That's what I think. But honestly, by the summertime, I would hope. By the summertime, I would hope, hey, the all clear. Ugh. Please. I mean, that would be, it's already, you know, we know by March it's a year, which is insane. I can remember people sending me, sending me speeches, or will you do this speech, or will you do this event, and then they all get canceled, where they thought for sure by May of last year everything would be fine. And, of course, in the beginning, who knew? But thanks for that. So Mike Cristobal says, ask again later. I'm hoping for April. And by the way, my favorite place, there's a place called Shady's. I like Shady's. Good burgers, good brew, good times. Family and people that just go to, it's like one of those places where it makes sense for everybody. It's hard to describe, but it's a place that usually is beaming with, you know, lots and lots of people. It's tough to even get in sometimes. Okay, so let's move on to another one. This is from Jackson. I like that name, Jackson. And Jackson is listening to us in Connecticut. He says, hey, Kate, I listened to you on 1490 AM. I was trying to figure out what station it was, and I always have the station on. I don't know why. I just didn't think of it. But anyway, so there are people listening to you in Connecticut. I know you're from this area somewhere. And I think you've said you've spent time here. This whole COVID thing is frustrating. I know people all on all sides of this that are deniers, don't want to wear a mask, are tired of the whole thing. I sort of fall into the middle of it. And then I know people that have lost relatives who they say were healthy, and it was devastating to them and shocking. And this is pretty much where we are in America, don't you think, where there's always another side, another story, and it's not just one way, and there's no one right way. Yeah, well said. What is the right way? I mean, we're divided on everything now, I think, more than ever. The election, we saw that, dividing people, no question, results, and before the results, obviously COVID has, that's happened with COVID, and there's a, this has been building, this has been ongoing. But yeah, I agree 100%, and I like what you said, like I mentioned, because I think there is all sides to this, and that whole idea of listening. You know, I do a thing called influential listening. How do you become an influential listener? Sometimes we need to just like stop talking and listen to what other people are saying. And you may disagree, but like let them finish their thought and have a conversation. What happened to conversations, I guess? And part of that is because we aren't as face-to-face as we are, and maybe that makes a huge difference. And by the way, Connecticut, yes, I've spent lots of time in the great state of Connecticut. I grew up in New Jersey and Philadelphia, in that tri-state area. And yes, I have, absolutely, from Hartford to, just all over the whole state, Stamford, etc. And I have many friends that live there. All right, let's go to another one. Let's go to Duke. Duke is listening to us. I love that you're now picking this up. Wherever you're hearing me, wherever you're listening, let me know. Duke is listening to us on KVOI in Tucson, Arizona. We always get a ton of people that send us their thoughts anyway from Tucson. And Duke says, yo, Kate, I just want you to know that Arizona, I like this, Arizona misses you. I hope you are planning to come here in 2021. Let us know, because I would love to host a party for you. You'll understand when I reach out again. Ooh, that sounds interesting. But we're doing the best we can here, just like every other place. I have been doing a good job of social distancing. We've had friends over in the backyard, no biggie, and we find a way to do it. I think that people are reimagining, to use your words, their personal lives and their professional lives. So that's exactly what we've done. And my wife and I even started a business, and our business is going really well compared to what we were doing before. So I feel very, very positive about that. All right. So thanks for that. Now I'm curious. Yes. And just like Connecticut, I have spent tons of time in Arizona, in Tucson, in Phoenix, in, all over the, all over the place. What I like about Arizona is I like the terrain. I like how it switches from a little bit from Tucson to Phoenix to, you know, other parts of the state. So, yeah, thumbs up for Arizona. And good for you for reimagining. I mean, that's the key, right? So it's like I said, take a breath, let the insanity go, and rework whatever it is you're doing if it's not working, if you can. It's easy to say that when you've done it, but doing it, stepping up and figuring it out, it's hard, right? It's what did one of my friends tell me today? There's an anxiety loop in her head. It's an anxiety loop. It keeps, are we going to be okay? What's happening? It just keeps running back and forth, whatever that thought is. Cut the anxiety loop. All right, Ted says, Kate, you said it about the president in the 2000. Bravo for him for suggesting it. And then look at the Democrats that back up behind him. The Republicans ultimately don't sign off on it, but it was smart at the last second, because I'm sending this to you after I just heard that the president signed what is already on the table with the COVID relief bill. It's smart that he signed it because if the government had closed down and people had lost benefits, disaster. And so sometimes you just got to fold them. And I think he was pushing and hoped he wouldn't have to do that, but it was smart. And maybe in a way he saves a legacy if he cares about that. He certainly has plenty of fans. I'm one of them. I don't like some of what he says over Twitter, but I like some of what he's done for sure. And I think I'm with you. I think he runs in 2024. It wouldn't be shocking to me if he was reelected. Can you imagine? Boy, that's a story for the ages. It would be, wouldn't it? Right? Runs in 2024 and gets elected. But will he want to? Who knows? What's he doing? Maybe. Or maybe he's backing someone else. I think there would be a push. I think there is a push. I've said that before, and I've talked to insiders in the Republican Party who say, you know, who would back that, who say, you think of anything, that if this is where the popularity lies, then this is where you go. And if this is where the money's being raised and there are no great challengers, of course, where do you think we're going to push? That's a story for another day, isn't it? All right, stay with us. More coming your way. I'll meet you on the other side for Author's Corner.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Health officials are watching for a new variant of the coronavirus closely. The new strain that was first noted in the UK and South Africa appears to be more contagious than previous forms. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it doesn't appear that current vaccines are any less effective against that new strain. He tells CNN that U.S. health officials will be ready to adapt as the data evolves.
Our British colleagues have looked at it. We're looking at it intensively now. Does it make someone more ill? Is it more serious virus in the sense of virulence? And the answer is it doesn't appear to be that way. The other issue is that does it escape the protection that's induced by the vaccines that we're currently using? And according to our British colleagues, that does not seem to be the case. Having said that, you take something like this very seriously, you follow it very carefully, and you make whatever adjustments you need to do based on the data as it evolves.
This is USA Radio News. There is hope that U.S. brokered efforts to improve relations between Arab countries in the Middle East and Israel can ease tensions in the region in the long term. Israel established new diplomatic relations with Bahrain, Morocco, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates in 2020, something Israel hopes to continue. Former Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, hopes that the next administration will continue down the foreign policy path that President Trump has laid out. He tells Fox News that everyone has felt the benefits of improved relations.
I hope that the president-elect will continue with the momentum, because it's good not only for Israel and not only for the moderate Arab country, it's good for the U.S. The U.S. gained a lot of respect in the region when they led the peace initiative, when they built a coalition of modern countries that work with the U.S. against the aggression of Iran.
Danon also hopes that the Biden administration will not rejoin the nuclear deal with Iran, urging them instead to apply more sanctions instead of trying to appease them. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To be going across the pond, although some of the people listening to the show are already at the pond, which would be somewhere in the UK, or maybe you're right. In Ireland. A lot of people listen to the show that live in Ireland or Wales or Scotland or some other places. But we're going to Weymouth, which is a beautiful place by the sea, I'm told. And now I wrote in big letters, so everybody knows this is radio. Picture this. I just put in big letters on my desk that I must go here. It's a beautiful place with an incredible sea. And the woman that we're talking to is Dolly Little, and she has written a book called Healing Journey. Dolly, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome, I think.
I think. Oh, you're so silly. You have such a great sense of humor. And I can't wait for the listeners to get to know you better. So you and I talked a little bit off the air, and you grew up in another part of the UK by the sea. And yeah. It's interesting, your background is numbers. So people out there, we have a lot of people that are financial people, accountants or financial advisors, and you focus on numbers. Your life, you were accounting, you were measuring things with numbers. So you go from that to writing a book that has tons of poetry in it. I think it's just brilliant because, as I said to you, it shows you that people have lots of different sides that sometimes they don't explore. So tell us about Healing Journey and why you wrote it.
Well, as I said, it wasn't meant to be a book. Once I'd left my husband, I met up with other people, and some of them were going through hard times. And for some unknown reason, I wrote something for them each. It was just, that's just the way it happened. When I look back on it, I thought, good grief, I don't even like poetry, and there's a lot of that in it.
So you must have, did you feel when you talked to people that were going through a lot, did you, you had empathy for them, you were listening, you're a good listener, and so some of that probably seeped
in? Yes, I think so. Yes, because my younger sister and I, we were fostered. She was four and I was eight. The first home was only ever going to be temporary, while a permanent one was found. Second one was awful. But the third one was an absolute joy. And our mum was presented with a BEM for being a foster mother for over 21 years.
Wow.
She was my joy. Yeah, absolutely.
So you found joy. So as a child, you did find joy on the other side.
Absolutely, yes.
Wow. Good for you. So healing journey, you write it, and as you said, you met people that were going through their own things. You decided to write a book. Did you ever think you would write a book, first of all?
Never, ever. Never, ever. Especially with poetry in it. God,
So what did family and friends say about you writing a book?
They're all polite.
I like that. They're all polite. They're probably thrilled. They told their other friends, would you believe that, Dolly wrote a book?
Well, it's used quite a lot in the spiritualist churches around here and around the country. So that
see, that shows you your impact. So in the book, you touch people, you reach people. Because why would the churches use it? What do you think it is about the book that's powerful?
I think people can relate to it and think, oh, I've been there. Yes.
Yeah. So, and it helps them realize, I think when people know other people have been through it, you're not alone, because we always feel like this only happens to me or this happened to me. So that's powerful. What do you want people, there's lots of people listening to us, what do you want people listening to us to take away from reading Healing Journey? Because I could see them buying it and giving it to people.
Yeah. Well, I just would love for them to read it and for to be touched by it in a positive way, and then to share their enlightenment with others, to spread it.
Yeah. In the end, you know, in all good books, you come up with a summary at the end. At the end, what do you tell us at the end of your book?
On the back cover.
I like that. The back cover is, sometimes the back cover is the best. And the cover is beautiful, too, by the way.
It is. A friend of mine painted that, and I've got the original on the wall.
Nice.
Yeah, it's lovely. It just tells a little bit about me, really. I'm not good about talking about me, I have to say. I'm sorry.
But that's okay. You told us about fostering, growing up, and then finding the right home, and how brilliant your mother was, and how what a giving soul she was, because she certainly fostered others. What was it like growing up with all, you must have had a bunch of kids in the house.
There were 12 of us, yes. Yes.
12?
Yeah.
You know what we call that in America? That's a double infield.
Oh, it was lovely, and we'd all sit round the fire together, and at Christmas we'd all open our presents together. It was just a joy from start to finish.
And it's perfect time for this. So again, the book is called Healing Journey. We're speaking to Dolly Little. And do you see yourself doing and jumping into another book, maybe?
Oh, well, I don't think so. People keep telling me I should, but especially with this self-isolation, they don't get out to meet people anyway. It's been a long year.
It has been a long year, but that's why your book is also, again, touching so many people the second time around, because people are looking to connect to other people.
Yes. I shall never forget the first day after we'd been given this isolation warning way back in March. The first things I heard on Facebook from other people was, "There's anything I can do to help, just let me know." It really, really touched me. It was a joy.
Yeah, see, there you go. Because again, realizing that people want to connect, and I'm seeing that in my community, and I think other people are seeing that around the world, which is wonderful.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, we wish you the best with the book, and Healing Journey is something you should pick up. It's a great stocking stuffer. You can fit it in a stocking. I know you can.
Oh, yes.
Wrap it up, and it's got just wonderful, wonderful, really connection, stories, poems, things that people go through that will make you feel connected. And that's why I think the title of the book, Healing Journey, was so perfect. So, Dolly, thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
What I loved about Dolly is one of the things we talked about is her family and how important, obviously, her family is to her. And you can tell that. And the dedication of her book, I thought, was so brilliant. The dedication was, "With love to Andy, Nick, and Chris, the three most fantastic sons any mom could wish to have. I'm truly blessed." And her cover, you know, I look at a lot of illustrations on books and in these authors' corners and great conversations we've had with so many people. Lots of wonderful people, by the way, this year in the UK. But her cover really stood out. It's Healing Journey, as traveled by Dolly Little, 1994 to 1999. And you can see there's this little body of water, and it looks so sleepy, and there's the boat that is so well drawn that's there, and the moon, and noticing the reflection of the moon, and that really struck me, as I'm a huge lover of that kind of view, of seeing the reflection, and the illustration had those reflections of what you were looking at. And look it up on Amazon and you'll see exactly what I mean. It's just bravo, so well done. And of course, the illustrator gets big kudos, and she says that in her book too. But, you know, in talking about feelings and what we go through in our lives, and it's different for everybody, but time is something that we all try to measure, put in perspective, don't feel we have enough of it, want to stretch it, live in the past, don't live in the present, whatever it is. And I thought the one that she did that really struck me, and it's right in the beginning of the book. I think it's the way it's laid out is wonderful. But she talks about precious time. And I just got one of those hourglasses, and it made me think of her precious time. So here's precious time. Time, a little bit of it. Time is precious. Do not waste it on looking back with regret or forward with indifference, because you think that you do not deserve anything better. Live for now. Begin again today. Make a fresh start. All the unhappiness and wrong turnings taken are behind you. They cannot be changed, but you can. Today is a special day, as special as you can make it or want it to be. You deserve all the good things in life as much as anyone else, but it has to start in your heart like a little seed. Let love grow. Soon it will get stronger, and so will you. And I'm not going to finish that, but it really hit me, because I thought, yeah, that's the way, like where she talks about you can't change what happened in the past. I mean, on this show, for goodness sake, we talk about everything from A to Z and things that happened in the past that affect us, history repeating itself. But, you know, what did we learn from that, and things that happened or wrongdoings? And it's so hard to let that go and not carry that baggage around. So I think to me, that one really, really, really stood out. And anyway, it's a book that you want to put on your list. Healing Journey. Dolly Little, really interesting to talk to her. And I mentioned this before previously in another segment, but what a great honor it has been for me to tell the stories of so many wonderful people, and the fact that they've become storytellers and they let that out. I mean, how many of you are listening to this and you think, oh, I need to write a book. I have a book about whatever. I mean, it can be anything too. There's so many ways you can write. I think there is no rule. It's what you want to write about. So if you're thinking about writing a book, this could be the year for you, 2021. All right, stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations?
With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joining us this time around on Author's Corner is Lisa Arnoux Brown. And she's written a book called In the Line of Duty. In fact, she is pretty prolific. She has a lot of books and a lot of things that are coming down the pike. Very interesting. We had a great conversation off the air. So, Lisa, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about, first of all, what drew you to this genre and writing this particular book, In the Line of Duty?
Well, I like to watch detective shows and cop shows, and I realized that they didn't have that many detectives or starring roles that looked like me. So also I read about them a lot, so I decided that I just would create my own.
And so in creating your own after watching the crime and detective shows, tell us about the characters. Tell us about especially your lead detective.
My lead detective's name is Earl Solano, and it's funny how the character I had in mind was the person that I went to school with, and I decided to just change his persona a little bit because the person that I know in real life is Jamaican, but I made this person English, and I also made him a genius and a former spy for the British
Wow. So a former spy for the British, and he's English. That's his background. So then obviously he moves to the U.S. And what's his partner like?
His partner, I modeled after what was the name of that show? Oh, Jesus, I just forgot it. But anyway, I modeled him after a detective on a show I used to watch on television. And he's more like a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
He loses his temper quickly. He rushes in when he should wait. So they sort of like balance each other out.
Right, because you've got the one cop who's maybe a little more stoic, reserved, and then you have the other one.
Right.
Just go get him.
Right.
Yeah, how fun was it for you to write this?
It was very fun. I mean, I had so much fun in creating his character and drawing from various shows that I've watched how he speaks, you know, how he carries himself, and I got a little bit creative in how he solves crimes.
Now that's a big hint. You have to tell us, just a little sneak, what do you mean you got creative?
Well, in the line of duty, the very first case he has is they go to a crime scene and the clues that he picks up, nobody else does. And being that he is a very great thinker, he was able to piece together everything before they even left the crime scene.
Wow. So that's where that helps, being, like you said, being a great thinker. And in the line of duty, by the way, isn't it for you? I mean, how many books have you written in the series?
There's 6 in the series. And I'm slowly coming around to writing the 7th one. I've had other projects in between.
Yeah, so what is it about writing? I mean, it's a gift. You have a way with words. Did you always know that you had that?
I used to keep a diary as a young girl, so I always wrote down what I thought. And in school, especially in high school, I used to write for the school newspaper. So it was something that I always did, and I enjoyed.
And you enjoy writing. And so, like we talked about in the beginning, crime and detective shows, you're drawn to that. What do you ultimately hope the listeners take away from reading this book and your others in the series?
Well, I want them to be entertained. I want them to enjoy the journey and the different cases that I bring up. I just want them to enjoy and remember, you know, fondly, oh, I read this book and this was nice and I'd recommend it to somebody else.
I like that. I read this book and it was nice. And here's the key thing. Because you're a fan of that genre and you watched those shows and you knew it and you were writing and then you've got this series, I mean, in my mind, and I told you this when we were talking, and for people that are out there hearing this conversation, immediately what jumped to my head is this needs to be like a Netflix series. This needs to be a series.
I always think that because when I'm writing it, I see it in my head like it's a movie. And if it ever got picked up by one of the networks, I would love to sign on as one of the writers just to keep it going.
Yeah. How cool would that be? Well, you dream
that
big and you've done it. You've done it with the book, certainly. So I can't wait to see what happens next with you. And I think people will really, really enjoy this. The characters are brilliantly written. There's no question about that. So, Lisa, thank you so much
for
coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And by the way, pick up the books. Where can they get the books? They can go to Amazon.
Yes, they can go to Amazon or any other online bookstore.
All right. Easy peasy. Thanks, Lisa.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Boy, and I'll tell you, Lisa Arno Brown's character of Detective Earl Solano is a guy that you just, I don't know, in reading In the Line of Duty, you just root for him. And he is
what I think of when I think of the NYPD narcotics division in a way. And he's part of this team, this investigative team that are looking into investigating a drug ring on the Queens College campus. So it takes you on a really interesting journey, let's put it that way. And that's what, you know, was interesting about Lisa's writing. I really think the storytelling is so strong, and especially, again, that character of Earl Solano and his partner, Paul Derrick, and what they have to do to find the drugs and do what they have to do. So I don't want to spoil In the Line of Duty for you, but let's put it this way. You'll pick it up and you won't be able to put it down. And Lisa, like I mentioned, has lots of other books that she's written, too. There's In the Line of Duty, the Ezekiel Code, if you go back to 2009. And then, of course, something that is interesting, the Bright Blade saga and book two, and what that story takes you on in a completely different direction. So when I said she was prolific, I really meant she was prolific. When you're able to go and look, you know, put yourself in different types of genres and do it really, really well. And Bright Blade is different, very different from In the Line of Duty. You know, you're talking about something completely different. You're talking about sci-fi, adventure, you know, not the same, obviously, as when we're talking about the police, and we're not talking about detectives, etc. So bravo on that one. And it's indicative of what we've seen, and I'm so glad that we had a chance to catch up with her, and so many authors here this year in 2020. It's really been a thrill for me, because I always say everybody has a story, what's yours? And there's something, I think, special about the storytellers, the people who don't just talk about what they have going on in their head, these ideas for books that feel so overwhelming, but the people that actually sit down and do it, that know that they have to get it out there no matter what. They have a story, and sometimes the story takes different edits and different directions, because you come out with one thing and then you end up with something else. But it's so powerful and brave. I think it's brave when people pursue it, because it's so easy when you're lost in your career and you're doing other things and in your life, let's face it, with family, etc., to say, oh, I'll get to it, I'll get to it. And we all know that I'll get to it's in our lives. And Lisa, like so many other wonderful people that we've talked to, they did it. And she's done it many, 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 many times. So I would say pay attention to what we just talked about in this interview, and especially if you like In the Line of Duty, if you like detective stories and police stories like Lisa did, which is what drew her to writing it in the first place. That was me. I used to watch, when I was really, really little, I used to watch, beg my grandfather to watch Kojak. And I remember the detectives, and I remember Kojak and the lollipop and all that, and it was strong, the way they investigated crimes, etc. And really, that's what the book reminds me of. It reminds me of those detective stories. So thanks once again for listening to this hour of the show, this interview. Remember, make it count, everybody. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.